Up next on American Restoration.
This is a 1920 gramophone.
That's cool. Do you know what happened there?
They used to race pigeons. What that is pigeon droppings.
Pigeon poop.
I want to make Tyler shop foreman.
Now that means I get a different level of respect.
So he's going to be trying to tell you what to do.
What is that?
That is a gunite gun.
So this is basically a cement gun.
Yes, and I would like it to work.
If that mixing unit is full of cement. It's like a plumber's nightmare.
Yeah.
Remember back in the day when things were made by hand and people took pride in their work? My name's Rick Dale, and I bring these things back to life. Every restoration has its own set of challenges. There's no owner's manual for what we do, but there's no job we can't handle. Hey, how are you?
Morning.
I'm Rick.
Pete Blatt.
Pete, good to meet you.
Yes, sir. I came to Rick's Restorations this morning to get my 1920s gramophone restored and operational.
So why don't you tell me a little bit about this thing?
This is a 1920 Alba gramophone.
Great.
Crank it up, put the needle down.
Play it away, right?
Yes, sir.
This was the beginning of entertainment in your house. This was before radio, it's before TVs, before all that stuff. You had music boxes.
I personally have had this 30, 40 years.
So it's been in your family for like generations?
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. Nobody got themselves a new iPod and threw it out. In the early 1870s, Edison came out with a phonograph, and his phonograph was done in cylinders, and that's how the music played, was through that cylinder and notches and little things that touched it. And then the gramophone came out, and they ended up doing it differently. They ended up having a horn, they had a crank, and they had the stylus. It's sort of simple the way these things worked, where the, you know, if you got a needle, when you scratched on the needle, there was your sound. Came right through here, it amplifies itself out, boom, all the way out. The coolest thing is that the first disc that they made music on was actually glass. It was
really?
About 7 inches around. I can see it's got this fade paint job going on here. But I mean, what? Do you know what happened there?
They used to race pigeons, and this was in the pigeon loft for a while. What that is pigeon droppings.
Pigeon poop. You know, what the pigeons eat is very acidic, so it just literally takes the paint off. That's why on a car or anything like that, if you get a bird dropping on there, you better get it off pretty quick. It'll give you a nice little spot. If you just have a couple more pigeons, we'd go ahead and strip the whole thing.
Let's cut to the chase. What do you think, price?
All right, well, quite honestly, there's a lot more work than you actually think. We'll have to take the mechanical part of it, the arm, the stylus itself, take it all apart, send it out to get nickel-plated. That'll cost some money there. We're gonna have to pound this all out and straighten it and get the body guy to get that thing as straight as possible. You know, he's probably gonna be 5-6 hours on getting that totally straight. I mean, we got the woodwork going through the motor, the decal. The paint job is gonna be probably the hardest thing to try to match. With everything on there, I'm looking right on 1,800.
Spend the 18 here. 10 years from now, I'll still have this.
All right. We got a deal? You want to do that?
Sounds fair.
Awesome.
With his knowledge and the people's expertise around here, when he gets done, we should be able to bring a record and play it.
I need you to order the globes and the decals for the visible pump we're building right now.
All right.
All right. You know, T, you've been doing a pretty good job.
Pretty good?
Yeah. I think you're doing a great job, actually. Tyler's been busting his ass around the shop for a while now. I'm really proud of him, and I think it's time for him to take it to the next level. I'm sort of been thinking, you want to take on the role of foreman, shop foreman?
It sounds cool, but I mean, sounds like a lot of responsibility.
What you're basically doing is you're dealing with each one of the employees, trying to make sure that the customer gets their machine on time.
Yeah.
And then it's the next phase for you. It's the next phase, okay? You think you're up for that?
I've put a lot of hard work into the business, and I know that eventually, one day, it'll be all mine. And I'm actually kind of shocked that my dad noticed, because he's been so busy.
If you're up for the job, I definitely think you're ready for it. Wait, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I can do it. I can handle it.
Yeah.
All right, well, if that's gonna be the case, then it looks like I need a desk.
a desk.
What, you think I'm gonna stand and do this?
Well, you know, Tyler, why don't you just build yourself one right next to mine, okay? You'd be close to me, all right?
Awesome.
All right, cool. I'll have a team meeting in a bit to let everybody know.
I guess I'm pretty excited about being shop foreman because now that means I get a different level of respect. If I'm the foreman, I shouldn't have to build one. So that means I get a raise, right?
That's nice.
Okay, Kyle, what you got here? Looks like an old gramophone.
Yes, sir, it is. You remember these when you were a kid, huh?
Yeah, a kid, shoot. It's just a few years ago.
Earlier, a customer brought in an old gramophone. This thing is really neat because it doesn't need any electricity to play records. I've got Kyle and Robert tearing it down to get this restoration started.
Nice cloth. Yeah, that's all brass, huh?
Probably want to get that thing off.
It's a little baby screw.
There we go.
Excellent.
You get this thing spinning, it just keeps spinning.
Yeah, it has a heavy-duty flywheel in there that keeps the energy going until gravity eventually pulls it down. But then you just, you know, get on the crank again and crank it back up.
There we go. And there's the mechanism.
Ooh, years and years of dust and crud and crud and stuff.
We need to get this soaked up.
Okay, yeah.
Lubed up, cleaned up.
Well, there's some wood for you. I'll take the wood over to my bench and we'll go from there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Come on, guys. Want to have a meeting?
Earlier, I told Tyler that I think he's ready to take on the challenge of being the shop foreman. And now I'm bringing everybody together for a meeting to talk about it as a group.
All right, I've been thinking, Tyler, you know, you've turned 18 years old. You just got out of school. I think you're ready for some more responsibility. So what I really want to do is I want to make Tyler shop foreman, basically.
Whoop, whoop.
So that basically means that he's going to be trying to tell you what to do instead of me, okay? He'll come to me directly. You'll have an issue, you go to him directly.
It looks like he wants to take over this business, so I think he's ready. I think he's ready to take on the management part of it, of managing the guys. That's what the management part is. It's not managing the business, it's managing the guys.
And I want you guys to understand, you need to give him respect. He, at the same time, it's like anything, everybody earns respect, okay? Get on up here, Tyler.
So when my dad told everybody that I was foreman, I mean, the guys kind of just pretty much laughed at me. I don't think they think I can do it, but I'll show them I can. I feel like it'll take some getting used to being foreman. It's not just something that's going to happen overnight. I know it's hard to listen to somebody that's half your age.
I ain't giving Tyler no respect. He don't deserve any. 18 is too young to be foreman. He can't even drink a beer yet.
Tyler's smart. He knows what he's doing. And within time, he's going to run this place just as good as Rick does.
All right, we can all get back to work. This break's over.
Proud of you. Proud of you.
Hey, babe.
What's up?
Hey, Mark from the Railroad Museum is here. He's in the boneyard.
Mark's a repeat customer of ours.
Oh, wow.
It's cool, huh?
Yes.
He runs the Nevada Northern Railroad Museum up in Ely. He's always bringing in really old and really complicated pieces for us to restore. So I'm a little worried what he's got for us today.
Hey, Mark, how you been?
Good, yourself?
Good, good to see you.
Great, yes.
Dang.
Yes.
What is that?
That is a gunite gun.
So this is basically a cement gun?
Correct. Like,
gnarly, that is just gnarly.
I came down to Rick's today to see if he's willing to restore the museum's gunite gun. And we have liftoff. I believe the gun was used from about 1918 to the 1940s.
You know, the gunite machine is made to actually take the concrete and blast it. It's not like a cement mixer. So you point the nozzle at the wall, and you paint the wall with concrete.
Cool.
So what does it have to do with trains?
Well, we have tunnels we get rock fall from. You know, if you're sticking your head out the cab and a chunk of rock hits you, bad day. And so what they would do is they use this gun to spray a cement lining in the tunnel so the rocks wouldn't fall on top of the train.
That's cool stuff. So how are you picturing this?
As it just rolled onto the railroad in 1915.
Okay. I mean, just looking at that thing, that is the weirdest, wildest machine I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And this thing's cemented together. That concrete is not going to be easy to get off. Are you wanting this thing to work?
If we can make this work at, quote, a reasonable price,
okay,
then yes, I would like it to work.
The only problem I foresee is if that hopper and that mixing unit is full of cement.
What are we talking about money-wise?
In my business, repeat customers are gold. But Mark's always bringing me stuff that I don't know how to quote. If I go too low, I won't make any money. But if I go too high, I may never see Mark again.
You know, I can tell you right now, I mean, we got some serious amount of dismantling on this thing. But let's say it's clean, and all we got to do is fix everything and work all the motors and in there, the gears or whatever's inside there. You're probably looking about 45.
You know, Rick, let's make it work.
All right, awesome, awesome, awesome. That's killer. I'm excited.
Go.
Thanks for bringing it in.
Oh, you're very welcome, thanks. Rick.
Let's go in the office, and we'll you and Kelly can hash it out, all right?
Cool.
All right.
All right, thank you.
That thing's in rough shape.
Yeah?
Robert and Cowboy are working on the wood from this gramophone. We want to keep as much wood as possible original. So instead of building an entirely new box, we're going to preserve the original wood by gluing the broken pieces back together.
And that should do it.
Well, Frick and Frack are fixing the wood. I'm cleaning up the flywheel that makes this mechanism spin. Once the old grease is gone, I'll lube it up and make sure everything is working like clockwork.
Cowboy,
Robert.
What?
Okay, so my dad made me foreman, right? So I need a desk, is the point.
I ain't building you.
Earlier today, my dad promoted me to shop foreman. As the new shop foreman, I'm gonna need a proper desk to work at, obviously. And I know just the guys to build one for me.
It needs to be about this wide and this deep, and I need to be able to sit at it, so I gotta fit a chair under it so I can roll in and out.
Couple weeks.
Couple weeks.
At least. I've been working here since this kid's been in diapers. If Dale Jr.'s gonna be barking orders and having me make a desk, it's gonna be uglier than a featherless bird.
I'm gonna go make some more coffee. If you guys can build me a desk, that'd be awesome. Okay, break. Go team.
Go team. Oh, let me get the door for you, Mr. Foreman.
Dale Jr.'s a one-man, not a foreman.
We're getting started on the cement mixer. This thing was so caked up with 100-year-old cement, we actually had to sandblast it before we could start tearing it apart. And now that you can actually see the nuts and bolts, I'm gonna have Kyle and Cowboy start tearing it apart.
All right, well, this is the deal. Take all the plumbing off first. My fear is it's full of concrete. All right, let's get started on that ASAP.
Jeez! It's a backbreaker.
I wonder what we're gonna find inside.
That's hard concrete right there. This cement mixer is one big pain in the ass. Not only are these bolts rusted on, but the pipes are full of concrete. Hopefully it's just the pipes full of concrete and not the body. There's just one way to find out. Let's put some heat on the son of a bitch.
Here it be. Well, here we go. The moment we've all been waiting for.
There it goes. Oh, my God. Ooh. It's awful nasty in there.
I ain't digging in that.
I ain't digging in it either. Braylee!
The horn on the 1920s gramophone has seen its share of dents, dings, and pigeon poop over the years. Once it's been bead blasted, Phil has to get it back into shape before we can paint it.
A lot of horns during this era were polished brass, but this one looks like it had a custom fade paint job on it, which is what we're gonna try to recreate. Custom fades transition from one color paint to another without any lines. It's a nice gradual dissolve. As the horn spins around, we airbrush a nice coat of black around the base. As you airbrush up the horn, you use a progressively thinner coat of paint, which allows the background color to show through and gives it a really nice fade effect.
Earlier, my dad promoted me to shop foreman. And one of my jobs is to make sure we have all the parts we need for the restoration. For this gramophone, we have all the parts, but we need a record so we can really blow this customer away.
Well, this isn't the taco shop I thought we were going to.
Nope, Bradley, sometimes we have to work.
Damn, it's quite a collection.
So, what are we looking for?
Something from the 1920s?
I don't know how to tell what was when.
Probably by the Hairdos. Oh, dude, this is a good band. This is like my kind of music.
We can't put your kind of music in there. I mean,
this looks old. Let's just get it.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Hey, Pete, how you been?
Good, Rick. How you been?
Good, good. Good to see you.
That ain't what I heard. I came to Rick's restoration today to pick up an Alba gramophone.
What do you think? There
wow.
It is. How's it look?
How cool was that? That is amazing.
Came out nice, huh?
That is
amazing. Compared to what it used to look like?
It's spectacular. And that color, the horn, it's just amazing. It was in such rough shape, but this is...
You like it?
This is good. I like this.
Good. You know, it had some dings in it. You don't really notice those until you get to cleaning up on stuff. And it was very thin. Both sides have to be done. So we ended up pounding those all out. The paint job on it, it's all a fade. It goes from black to dark blue to lighter blue and then into the cream.
That'll definitely be a magnet in any room you set this in.
Yeah, yeah. When you walk in, you actually see that. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, it came out nice. This all got re-nickeled.
Yeah, that's great.
The stylus, the arm, and then the speed control's been nickel plated. The wood was really, you know, it was rough and damaged, especially around the edge. We ended up sanding it, filling it, and then we put a real nice stain all the way across it, you know, to match, get that walnut look. And then on the top, when we were sanding it, they found some kind of a pattern on here, so they went and did the same pattern over top of it.
Well, it looks great. Does it work?
Yeah.
I want to hear it.
All right, well, let's test her out, all right?
All right.
Yeah, you wind it up like that. We're gonna undo the brake.
Okay.
Okay. Bring the stylus over.
This thing actually works, Rick. This is better than the CDs, guys. I couldn't believe it could do that, but it sounds good.
It works good, huh?
I'm impressed.
So you like it?
I love it, Rick.
Good.
You did a great job.
I don't think you're gonna put it in the pigeon loft, are you?
I don't think so, no. Yeah, I'm really excited to get this thing home, and people that come over to the house, they're gonna be blown away.
Ready? We've been working on an old cement gun for the Railroad Museum. We finally got all the pipes clear of any calcium buildup. And now Kyle and I are putting this thing back together before Mark shows up.
Okay.
Hey.
Mark's here.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Rick. How are you?
Good. How you been?
I came to Rick's today to pick up our 1915 cement gun. So, did you work your magic?
Been working magic. Been working a lot of magic. You ready?
I'm ready. Okay. I'm ready. Show it to me.
All right, you got to stay here.
Because
I'm going to move.
All right.
Okay, give me a minute.
I'll wait. When I dropped it off, it hadn't been working in years. And so I'm kind of curious to see what Rick actually was able to do with it.
Here we go.
All right.
One, two, three.
Oh, my God. Is that the same piece?
That is the same. Oh, it had a lot of concrete on it.
Yeah.
This is just amazing.
When Rick revealed the cement gun, I mean, it was just utterly incredible. I was not expecting it to look like that.
So what do you think of it?
You're a magician. You are a magician. You know, I'm just really blown away by the, these are brass valves?
Yeah.
Wow.
Those are all original brass valves. Cowboy went to town on those.
Oh, he really did a beautiful job. Yeah. So Rick, does it work?
Yeah, well, we're gonna find out. We're gonna find out. Hey, Fonz!
What we wanna do up at the museum is we would like it in operational order so we can tell the story of how the gun was used. I'm very curious to see if Rick was able to get it to work.
All right, I need something to shoot. Bradley, Ron! Come here for a second, I need a hand.
It's hot though.
As tempting as it was, I didn't want to risk putting cement in this thing right when we got it looking pretty. So instead, I filled it with a non-harmful material used for insulation.
This will be good enough to show Mark that it works without actually turning someone into stone.
I just need you guys to go over by those hoses, those moves.
Go right here?
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna see if I can hit this box. Bonds, you ready?
Ready.
Yeah.
Rick's demonstration of the gun working was interesting.
What do you think?
Well, you and your crew are just incredible. This is just great. Well, Rick, thank you.
Thank you very much, Mark. I really appreciate you bringing it in. It's just cool stuff.
That's beautiful.
Hey, Dad, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
What is that?
That's your new desk. How you like it?
Wow. It's like a purple cow. Well, that's interesting.
Welcome to being the new boss.
What is this? Look at that drawer. It says drawer. There's not even a chair. What am I... If I can use this. Is it straight? All right, I guess I can work with this. Life has a form of...